Om Shanti and good morning. So Baba gave us the title Richest in the Kalpa. You all feel richest in the Kalpa? So we thought of a topic called increasing the account of accumulation. So today is the panel discussion. So we have very experienced brothers and sisters here. So we have Brother Satish, who's in Gyan since 38 years, and he surrendered since 32 years in Gyan Sarovar. He's a Gyan Sarovar Nivasi, and he's very hospitable and very caring as an individual and feeling, which you must have experienced in the dining hall. And hence he is serving in VIP. He has taken care for all the seniors, didis and dadas, anybody you name it, all the ancestors, not exactly ancestors soul, but at least from 90s, 2000, he has taken care. And he has traveled across the world to Australia, like Sister Angie was saying. That's his specialty, traveling and sharing knowledge. And not only his family is in Gyan, but even his extended family is Gyan. So much influence he has. He's a powerful brother. And then we have Brother Peru, who is from Malaysia, and he's the coordinator of a retreat center. And he's a retired senior government officer who has been teaching Raja Yoga since 33 years. Yeah, and he has a master's degree in management and a postgraduate diploma in guidance and counseling, and he has a certificate in company administration. I know him since I've seen him for many number of years, but I got to interact with him yesterday. We went down and we came up together. So he comes across as very humble and very easygoing and a very friendly person and very liked by heart. And then we have our moderator, who is Sister Angie from Australia. Angie is a professional trainer and an adult co-educator. In recent years, she has been part of Australian tutor training and development team, writing and delivering programs to BKs across Australia. She's a part of Baxter Retreat Center planning team and a regular presenter for various BKs and public programs. But in addition to that, she comes across as a very angelic personality to me, and she has been sharing her little wisdom to me with me as well, and she's very friendly. So over to the team, increasing the account of accumulation. And after this, I'm sure your account will go up. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, and very warm welcome. And it's so lovely to be part of this panel on a very worthwhile topic. A very timely topic, because Baba has made it very clear that now's the time that we need to focus our efforts on accumulation. And the accumulation of this time will see us through the Golden Age and the Silver Age. So the importance of what we do now and what we develop for ourselves in divine virtues, in spiritual powers, and in Golden Age sanskars. So that's the work of now, and I've found myself thinking about this a lot and checking myself a lot, because I think on a daily basis it's so many opportunities present themselves to accumulate, but equally many opportunities come where there can be some draining away of that accumulation, where there may be some sort of challenge that comes. So I'm really very excited to hear the wisdom of Brother Satish and Brother Peru, who are going to share their insights into this very important topic. So we have some questions, and if time permits, you may also have some questions. Let's see how we go. It doesn't need to be such a structured session, but I think there's some important points that we need to touch on here that we can't ignore, and particularly points that Baba draws our attention to quite regularly. So could I start... Baba often uses an analogy of the businessman. And when he speaks of the businessman, he talks about profit and loss. So, keen to hear your thoughts and insights, and whoever would like to respond, I'll leave it to you to decide. I won't put you on the spot. Whoever's feeling the urge to speak up would be really wonderful on businessmen.
So, Om Shanti. Baba is smart, no? He came into the body of Brahma Baba, who is a businessman himself, no? And at the end of the day, the bottom line counts, no? Profit, no? Nobody will be in business if there is no profit, no? You have to make so-called money, no? So that you can prosper and develop further, no? Now coming to spirituality, the principle is the same, no? Why come to spirituality if there is no gain from that? No? What are we going to gain from coming to spirituality? It's something we have to think about also, see? What's going to motivate us to progress further spiritually? Definitely there must be some gain, isn't it? So when Baba descends into the body of Brahma Baba, who is a number one businessman himself, he, in a split second, understood, no? There is much to be gained from this. And so, to such an extent that he is willing to wind up his own business. A very shrewd mind he has, no? A very shrewd intellect, in fact. He is able to see that there is much benefit in coming to Baba's side, into spirituality, so that much gain can be got from those things. No? So coming back to us also, the profit and loss question is always there. No? Because we have to invest our time, isn't it? So in spirituality, we do invest our time, no? So we would like to see that there is a maximum gain from whatever we do, basically, no? With our time. No? So that is my take from this, no? In essence, no? That there must be profit so that we are willing to put the time and energy and whatever we have the resources, no? To develop ourselves for the future, no?
Om Shanti. As brother was explaining that Shri Baba came in a diamond businessman's body. So already he also selected a businessman only, and he made all of us as a businessman, because our father is a businessman in Laukik also, we can say. Because Brahma Baba, when he, so we are all a big businessman. How? Because he has given us the resources as divine gyan, as a divine intellect, yoga as an power, dharana as an virtues, and seva, service, the four subjects what he has given. The four subjects are the resources what he has given us. So now it's our turn, that how much we use it and how much we gain it. Because here the gain is accumulation, the business and what he does. In the world, see, Brahma Baba also a businessman, and a shopkeeper here we see on the road, he is also a businessman. But what Brahma, Dada Lake Raj, that means not Brahma Baba, Dada Lake Raj used to earn what? Diamonds. The profit, how was the profit for Dada Lake Raj was having? Some thousands, lakhs. And for a shopkeeper who is doing the business on the roadside, what he earns? Hundreds. So how much the business is, that much the profit is. We are all the businessmen, okay. But everybody depends on their own stage, that how much profit, how much we are earning. Here the main concept of earning is serving, giving. When we give, then only we are earning. So with what? With the four resources what we are having. The resources are gyan, yoga, dharana and seva. So with these four, we will accumulate also, we will give also, and we will earn also. And moreover, in the Murlis, Sakar Murlis, Baba says that this is the time where we serve others and we accumulate it. So this is an auspicious time for whole Kalpa. Baba told, even if you see your last birth, still you are how much successful and how much before coming into Gyan. You can check yourself. So how you will be, the first birth will be. How wonderful your first birth will be. So we are all businessmen. So businessman's main theory, what will be there? Profit and loss. So how he will know the profit and the loss? When he checks his balance sheet. So we must also, when we feel that I am a businessman, then always we will check our balance sheet with the resources what we are getting. So now it's the time for all of us to use these resources and check our balance sheet. And we can go more forward on this with the system.
As businessmen, this awareness that you hold of every single thing I do is important. The four pillars, holding awareness of Gyan, paying attention to the quality of my yoga, making sure that my dana is very accurate, and in particular, the fourth pillar, seva. And for both of you, so Satish, in your role here as dining room manager, and we all know you, we all see your smiling face, and I'm sure that behind that smiling persona that you portray in the dining room, that there must be a lot of paddling underwater at times when there's things going on in the background that we don't see, but you are managing. And Peru, the same, coordinating at the retreat centre at ARC, there's a responsibility outwardly facing that you are a calm yogi soul, and you can feel that vibration from you. Is that right? Can you feel? He's a very calm yogi soul. But I'm sure at times, and I know certainly at our retreat centre in Melbourne, that there are times that there's a lot going on in the background. So with that in mind, and particularly from the service perspective, I'd love to hear from each one of you about, in your role, any given day in your daily activities, what sort of opportunities are presented to you personally to accumulate?
For those who are new, I'm based in Asia Retreat Center, Malaysia. I have two main roles actually. One is, of course, since I'm in ARC as a senior brother, most of the coordination is done from there, which is also the headquarters now. But I'm also holding another important area, which is coordinating all the centers throughout Malaysia. Basically the project sites. So that means the two main portfolios, I would say. So you have to juggle your time between this and that. And almost every evening will be Zoom meetings. That's how things move. Now, what is going to drive you through all these things? There are a few things you have to keep in mind. One is the time which we are discussing about, the most auspicious confluence age. We have to understand that we have accumulated enough and we have been using that from golden age onward. Golden age, silver age, we have been using up whatever we have accumulated, the so-called charity which we have done in our life, you see. So those things helped us, and then as time moves on, we have been using up. When we reach the copper age, we know that we have used up most of the stocks which we had. And we started to embark on a series of activities to accumulate further. But because our consciousness was not right, we were influenced by the vices and so on. We accumulated, but in a different way, in a body conscious way. So whereby it did give us happiness, but not a sustainable happiness. And then as time goes on, we come to the iron age, whereby everything is not moving the way we expected it to move. And Baba came and make us have the realization that, now look, it cannot go on forever like this. It is the darkest age now. The brightest age is coming. You have to take stock. You have to look at your life itself and do something differently so that you can start all over again. So you have to keep the overall picture, no? The big picture in your mind, no? Sometimes Baba used to say that you have to be spinners of the discus of self-realization. No? So you have to keep the big picture. So if you keep the big picture with you, you will realize that what you are doing now is very, very significant. What I'm trying to say with significance there is very, very meaningful. So whatever act you perform now, it is going to shape your future. No? So there's a concern that I should do it properly at this point of time. Now, how to do it properly, Baba has given us some guidelines. One, that the soul, there's no such thing as a death for a soul. The transmigration of the soul is ongoing. There's no death for you anyway. So that means it is just, there was a time where you are at your optimum, there's a time you are at your lowest now, and then he's trying to revive you back to go back to the original self. No? So if you understand that, then you are more concerned about doing that only. No? So you have the feeling that, yes, I have to do something about it. So no piece of work or no service is going to be anything for you as a challenge. You just feel that, let's do it. No? Now is the time to do it. See? So that means your consciousness is right. No? You have a right consciousness towards your life. No? You have a right consciousness towards what you are doing. No? You find meaning in whatever you're doing, which is very important, actually. No? If you do not know where you're heading to, probably any route will take you anywhere, no? And you can't blame. But you are very clear where you wanted to move. See? So a meaningful life, or purpose-driven life, sometimes people used to say, no? It makes it much more comfortable to travel the journey of our life. So for us, from morning to evening, because we are doing something which is beneficial, there's no complaint. In fact, we want to do more. We are businessmen anyway, no? We want to do more because more return will come, you see. But on the other hand, we are not that calculative about that. No? Whatever you do, the return will come, you see. Why you feel like that? Then there's another important area to pay attention, no? The philosophy itself, no? The universal law of karma. Whatever you sow, so shall you reap, isn't it? So whatever you do, no, good or bad, the return is accordingly. No? So you know what to do now. What good action to do now. So you are knowledgeable enough. No? So since you know, so you start sowing the good seed. No? But we have another third thing here. We have God with us. No? Whatever you do, God with you, no? Then it amplifies further, no? It multiplies further, isn't it? For 21 birth, Baba, to say, no? So, you just feel that you... Now, there are a few things which you have to check here. No? Brother, so long in knowledge, they also addressed that I am long in knowledge. We have to look back at our own life, no? How's your life all this while, no? Apparently, it looks like it's been a good life, no? No complaint, is it? No? So, we have a track record stress. We are very, very clear in the right track, and we know what we are doing, and we are very, very sure that the future is going to be very good for us. If that's the case, then go for it. So it's always a day of looking forward to do something extra. The key word which they use nowadays is you must step up. Yeah, that's the word they are using nowadays, no? So all Brahmins, no? You are young or old, You should try to do something different, something extra. Potentiality is very high in you. Your old souls, no? Ancestor souls. It is just waiting to be exploited, so to say. No? Those talents are there. No? You have to find your own way to bring it out. No? And use it for godly service. That's the way to multiply. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. It's my fortune also, it's my pleasure also to serve everybody. Yeah, because I got in such a platform, I can say, to accumulate. Because throughout the day when we see each Brahmin, or if Brahmin family is here in Gansrova, they come to dining for at least 3 times or 5 times in a day. So it's a great and good opportunity for me to accumulate the blessings. Blessings through mind, blessing through words, and blessings through karma. So I, most probably the sister was asking us that at the back of the stage, there are more pedaling you need to do to overcome all the things. Just one thing I have learned from the day one with the dadis, that we must say yes, Haji. When we do Haji, everything will be sorted out in the seconds. Even we don't know how to do, because as I was a small boy when I came here, I don't know to do. So still I learned that to say Haji to the seniors, and it made me so perfect, because I made the dadis or my seniors not to think about what's going on there. They are trusted on me, and I served everybody with not even any intention that they must give something to me. Because service, when you accumulate when you serve, that's a main basic. But how much accumulation is depends upon how much your intention is doing the service. If your intention is limited, your accumulations or the things what you comes, that also will be limited. Your intentions are pure. You are doing as a trustee. With the mind, I daily do. In the food, through the mind, I fill the powers of Baba in the food. With the words, I give spiritual knowledge whoever comes in front of me. Through the karma, I show my father. So daily, I practice these things. And the backstage, with the blessings, everything will become very, very easy. Nothing, anything comes in front of us which make us hard to do anything. So mainly the blessings works. So whoever comes, I just want to satisfy them. The main aim of me always will be there. Because when I want to surrender my life, I asked Dadi Prakash Mani. I was a small boy doing my college. So I was serving her Brahma Bhojan one day in Pandabhavan. So the brother of the Madhuban Nivasi brother introduced me, Dadi, Satish want to surrender his life in Gansrova. So Dadi was Prakashmani Dadi, Dadi means. Prakashmani Dadi was smiling at me because I was a small kid of 17 years old like that. So she asked me with love that, Satish, do you serve in the same love how you are serving to me, to everybody who comes in Gansrova? I told, yes, Dadi, I will do that. So she told, okay, then fine. So from that day, I never think that who came, why he is coming after the time completed. I need to go to room now. I never think that. Whoever comes, whatever they need, I just try to do. And many times the situation comes, the departments will be closed. But my intention is good. that I must give him what they are asking. The things are very small. If you listen, you will love. Some people ask lemon, some will ask chili. But if that one lemon makes him more satisfied than the food what he is having in his plate. The lemon is a small thing, but the small thing more satisfied than the food what he is having in his plate. I saw many times these things. So then I learnt also, no, I must be satisfied each and everyone who comes in front of me. So the pure intention makes us to earn or accumulate. So through the mind, through the words and through the actions, I am accumulating daily. So whenever I will carry a spoon in my hand to serve the people, I practiced myself that I am just connected with Shiv Baba. Not the practice. Years ago I have practiced. Now it's become very natural. Whenever it comes, automatically the wire will be connected. No need of remembrance. No need of staying in the stage. This will all happen because we have practiced daily. Now it's become very easy. So these are the things which I use in day-to-day life to accumulate the good wishes, the blessings, and to improve my treasures in my life.
So beautiful to hear each of your responses. Puru, I was really touched by the aspect of meaning and right consciousness. It's so very important, and during our daily activities, if we can hold that high state of consciousness in what we're doing, then there is no effort, actually, even in the most challenging of situations. The effort and the practice of holding that higher consciousness and not losing that higher consciousness, but also you mentioned with meaning, that meaning is just so important, because with meaning I'm fulfilled. So as I'm accumulating, if I'm doing something that has meaning for me, it will not only accumulate in my account, but it will accumulate in my sense of that I'm doing something that is important. And that important thing could be sweeping the floor. It doesn't have to be the high level job. I can do that with so much love and so much joy, understanding those deeper aspects of karma. So thank you, beautiful. And Satish, about blessings, you know, it's such a great secret, blessings that we know. And I must say that I find this too, that if you, you know, in Australia we have a saying, and it's one that I try to apply to my Brahman life, and it's give it everything you've got, give it everything you've got. And it, even if it's going beyond what is ordinary or even what seems possible, if you say haji, if you're doing with an open heart, even if you don't know how, Baba will be with you and will help, and everybody's with you, so that the blessings that come your way, and Satish, you mentioned the blessings for the self, the blessings from Baba, and the blessings from the family and everybody else. So it's like you get showered in blessings, and there's a wonderful E with those blessings that you feel so light, and it just feels like you're actually not even walking on the ground. It's, everything is easy. So definitely I have experienced that myself many times, and it's a beautiful place to get to. Puri, you mentioned about the destination being high, a high aim, and it certainly is. And you both referred to them where accumulating, that we're accumulating in three ways: through our thoughts, through our words, and through our dana, through our action. So just moving towards that aspect of subtle accumulation, love to hear your thoughts on that subtle accumulation that can't necessarily be seen, but definitely has a big impact. So your thoughts on subtle accumulation.
I think one of the things which we have to understand that as Brahmins, no? We all know what is service is all about, and we do service, no? At a gross form is, of course, no? Those running around, getting things fixed, organizing programs, flyers, no? Calling up, all those things we do in the center, no? Those are the visible things, no? And much credit is given to that also, visible, no? And in a Lockheed world, that's the main thing, actually. What do you deliver, what you do, see? And sometimes we get carried away by those things in spiritual life also, no? But that is only one part of service, no? Service have many levels of service, but lately Baba have been talking about subtle service, no? Subtle service. And I feel that much marks, so-called marks, no? Spiritual marks, you can get from subtle service, because that is your time, no? Your time, actually. You can do as much as you want, no? Whatever you do with the right consciousness, that is maximum mark. In one of the Muralis, Baba did highlight this, no? Mama service also, we all do service also. But she claimed the maximum mark. How is it? This is one of the Murali points. She seems to be claiming more marks than others. What's her secret? So Baba said she had maturity. She is very clear, no? Very understanding of the significance of whatever act she performs, no? Not necessarily it has to be giving lectures, no? We know that she is good in that, no? But every aspect carries equal marks. You have to understand that, no? Your right consciousness is the weightage which Baba says in claiming marks. You may be sweeping the floor, no? But you need to be the right consciousness. You claim maximum marks. You may be giving a lecture, no? But you may be having that, you know, name and fame and whatnot. Then you don't claim much marks. So the subtle spiritual law, no? It's very, very refined. And we as spiritual people should be able to understand what Baba is trying to teach. And accordingly shape ourselves, no? So that we claim the maximum marks, and our future is going to be good on the basis of that. There are so many people, no? Even in Madhuban, they are doing so much of Baba's seva, no? Not know. So many people in the kitchen, so many people in different parts, they also are not left out. In the eyes of God, all are same, no? You see? So who's going to claim the numbers? Only when the results are out, you will know about it. No? So the best approach which we can take is, just be an humble instrument, because everything is in God's hand anyway, no? So we have to do with the right attitude, right approach, just be an instrument, good or bad, just surrender everything to Him and start to come into actions. And that can be in thoughts, words and action. But lately, as I said just now, Baba's emphasis is more on mental service, no? Mansa seva, no? Which you can do a lot, no? Which Brahma Baba did, isn't it? And he is not around physically, no? But yet, his fortune is accumulating, no? If you do it physically, it's done already, no? If you give a lecture, it's finished, it's over, no? But your vibrations, the good vibrations you generate, those things hangs in the air, no? Those things, people, whoever wants see, it reaches them, see? So sometimes, like international yoga days and so on, no, once a month we have it on Thursday, isn't it? On Sunday, third Sunday, isn't it? So those are all important days, actually, because you spread good vibrations, isn't it? So imagine if you are doing it always. So how much you are claiming, no? Because if you are doing service at that level, as a bestower, as a benefactor, no? So, you know, as long as you are giving, no? It is your fortune, no? Giving is receiving, no? In spirituality,
So you are claiming no need to wait for instruction to do service. You can do unlimited service as per Brahma Baba did in the later part. I have seen seniors, no? Like Dadi Prakash Mani, and I have seniors, most of them. When they come to a certain age, they are also bodily not well. No? They can run around much. But, you know, I have seen in my country also, there's one person, who used to do VIP service. But they come a stage where they can't do it, no? I mean, you are sick, you see. Body is too much for you. And they go into depression, no? Because you're so used to doing all this external seva, but there come a time that you have to be alone. If you do not know how to manage yourself at that point of time, no, you will come into depressions, you will come into various other mental problems. No? So sometimes in our spiritual life, as we go about, we are doing Baba service, but it should not be a service on dependency, no? Depending on those things, no? And then it's taken away, you feel a little, you know, out of place. So you have to be doing Baba service, but as much as you do it with dedications, to that extent there must be a detachment also. Because even Brahma Baba on the last day, you know, he willed everything and went. Huh, brother? He willed everything to Dadi Prakash Mani and went. He held his hand anyway, you know. So that's the approach towards spirituality we should have. We do. Do good, for goodness sake. No? That's it, see? If your right hand does, your left hand should not know. No? It is just part and parcel of our spiritual life that we have to do, service. But service is the last subject out of the four subjects. No? The first subject is still yoga. So if you manage properly, even when you're bodily not well, you can still do a lot of service and claim your fortune. So I hope you are in the right track, no? Towards that. Because as old souls, ancestor souls, bodily settling karmic account also is there, no? Definitely, there will be, no? Everybody, even Jagdish Bhai went through, our seniors have went through. So those times you must be able to visualize in advance and prepare yourself accordingly. So Mansa Seva is something which is very, very essential. We should pay attention.
As brother explained, mind truth service, it's very, very needed. When we do you know why we are not doing? If you can remember last Baba's Milans Murli, the one before this one, Baba has given one homework. Anybody remember that one? Because we are not doing, so he has given a homework. No one? Okay. In that Baba told, specify some minutes, some time to do the service through mind in whole day. Got it? In the whole day, specify some time. See, we will specify some time for our eating. We will specify some time for shower. Anybody tell us to do that? Anybody tell us to eat? No. We will only decide ourselves. This time, 1 o'clock, I need to eat. Whether it's cooked or not cooked, we run to the kitchen. If it is not cooked, we cook. We do what effort we need to do. In the same way Baba told in the Murli, Avyakta Murli, from the whole day, specify at least 15 minutes per day, sometime in your day, to do this Mansa Seva, service through mind. Why? Because if I say that, you can ask me, Satish Bhai, everybody is coming in front of you, it's very easy for you to accumulate the blessings. What should I do? I am staying in the village where nobody is there, no service is going on. But if you are a good businessman, by staying there also, you can earn more than me by doing mind service, Mansa Seva. As I mentioned you, that if the person having a full of plate of meal and just I give a layman to him in the same way, according to time, what world is needing. If the people are in need of or peace and you are giving the mind, corner of your room and spreading that positive vibrations, that powerful, peaceful vibrations, that will earn more. Because by staying, one program is going on in Delhi. Example, I am saying, one program is going on in Delhi. You heard the program booklet. But you can't go to Delhi and do the service. Then what you need to do? By sitting in your place and traveling through your mind to that place, and spreading the positive vibrations in that place, so you will also become a part of that service. Only giving knowledge is not the service. We can do the service in many ways. So as I told you, we always see we are not accumulating, but in the accumulation also we must check ourselves where the leakages are there. This is more important. Because we are accumulating, okay, that's fine, but we are not stopping our leakages. Where the leakages are there? What are the leakages in the my thoughts? What are the leakages is there in my words? What are the leakage is there in my karma? If I see anybody, I get angry. If I see my friend, I don't like him. This all will make your leakages. So we must stop that leakages also, and we need to do service. In many Murlis, Baba told, always give happiness and take happiness. He never told, take angry, give happiness. Because what you give, you return back. That, as a brother told, what you sow, the seed in the earth, the same plant, the same fruit will come. However the situations are, if the according to situation, if you give, you earn a lot. For example, I can say you have all seen the pandemic, the 2 years. And here in Gyansar, only we were 150 people with both the didis, Nirmala Didi and Sudesh Didi. Sometimes Sudesh Didi was here, after that only Nirmala Didi and we. No seva, nothing. We used to cook ourselves, we used to clean our utensils and everything. And what we used to do? We used to think, this is the right time to make our stage. This is the right time to serve the nation. This is the right time to serve the whole world. So, we do lot of yoga. We do lot of... Okay, we can't help the patients going there in their houses, but still, we used to give nice vibrations to throughout the world. In this way, according to situation, we can accumulate. You make that situation according to you, and do the service through mind and accumulate, because that accumulation nobody can't see. It is very subtle. As brother mentioned, dadis who are here, they know the programs, what the programs are going throughout the world. They have not traveled throughout the world. Just when they meditate, when they sit in meditation, they used to send positive vibrations, positive power, energy. So they used to do service through mind. So as the Baba told in the Murli, so now what we need to do, when you go out of from the class, you must decide yourself, whole day, which time I will keep myself for the Mansa Seva, mind through source. So now fix the time for whole day. It's a compulsory, because it's the time now. Because if the time gone, we can't earn back. So now we need to stop our leakages, and also we need to keep some time from whole day. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, at least. Okay, see, in the Laukik, when you see the people, they will pray to God for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes, they will go to church, they go to temples, anywhere where the devotees. In the same way, we need to fix our time. At least 10 minutes, I become a world benefactor and do the service to the world and accumulate it, which nobody can't see. Only you know that. And what is the proof for the accumulation? You feel happy all the time. You feel enthusiasm all the time. Whatever the situation comes in front of you. Okay?
You know, the rest of the world doesn't know this. The rest of the world doesn't understand the importance of Mansa Seva or even know what it means. And yet it's such an important aspect of what we do here. And everything we do, so if we're specifically focusing on sending good wishes, we may not be in action at that time. But when we are in action, consciousness, Peru, as you mentioned, our state of consciousness, our state of awareness at that time, coupled with the action, there's so much strength to that. And, you know, Baba refers to us as his helpers. So he can't do this by himself. He needs us. He needs this power that we generate by consciously sending good wishes. Satish, you mentioned pure intentions. Important, because whilst we're accumulating, and this whole session is about accumulation, we're accumulating with a very pure intent. I'm not doing it like a lucky businessman would do it, or what's in it for me. I'm doing it with that very pure intention for world benefit, as you mentioned. And with that pure intention, there's power behind it. If there's any impure intent, it loses all its power. So if I'm thinking, well, I'll get something back if I do this, we know we're getting something back. But that's a given. But it's not our focus. So that pure intention that we're sending love and sending power out to a world that is in such a desperate state and so very needy for everything that we're putting out. And in these challenging times that we live, there's no more powerful thing that we can do. We're not rulers of nations. We're not global decision makers. But we are doing something more powerful than any of that. And even though many will not be aware, I think increasingly many are aware of what's going on.
See, one of the things we have to understand is that the subject matter of our study is self. We come here to improve the self. It's back to basics. I as a soul, the first lesson. Who am I, isn't it? So we are talking about a journey of the soul. The Gita says that man's greatest friend is he himself. Man's greatest enemy is he himself. So basically we are trying to come to a term with ourselves. So Baba has given us a good introduction of who we are, how the thoughts generate, how we analyze the thoughts, how habits are formed, sanskars and so on. Very clear understanding Baba has given. For once we are able to zero in into ourselves. Who am I? And that's important actually, because we are talking about you and your journey, your life. So having said that, then it's very, very clear that I'm here for myself. I'm here for myself. So I'm having a hard look at myself as a soul, and I can see the gap between what God is trying to teach and where I am, and I'm trying to narrow the gap. This is exactly what I'm doing daily, to narrow the gap, to go back to who I really was. You see, that's the effort I'm doing actually. You see? So since it is very clear to me, no? So there is no such thing as competition from anybody also. I am just trying to excel myself, no? To be the best of myself. Sometimes I use the word self-actualizations, no? In the Lockheed world, no? So basically you like to get back to who you really are, see? I think that is a very important point of knowledge, because otherwise in the rat race outside, no? It's always competition, no? What is there for me, no? That's the talk they'll talk about, you see? Here you say, I'm not thinking about those things, I just wanted to improve myself. With the guidance of God, of course, no? So since that is very clear, then it takes away all the stress. The stress in life, no? To compete with others, to be in good term with others, to be as what people want me to be, all those things taken away, no? You just wanted to be yourself. For once you come to know that you are the best for yourself. You are the best. And for the other person, he is the best. Everybody is uniquely himself. You see? So that takes the stress away from us. The next thing left is to look at ourselves and try to move along in the right track. Now this is where the challenge comes in, because we have come from the old world, Iron Age. No? And we are carrying trails, the traces, the habits of the old world with us. No? The so-called body conscious life is still there. No? So, and now we have already switched over to the confluence age, trying to live the way Baba wants us to live. No? And trying very hard to be soul conscious. So that the other half will be practicing soul conscious in a natural way. No? So obviously the challenge comes, no? That you have to get rid of certain things, you have to acquire certain things, you have to learn something, you have to unlearn something. All those things are taking place. No? So a lot of things happening within you. No? But it's very, very important that we keep sight on where we are moving. No? And Baba's method is detached observer. No? Detach and observe yourself. Very, very important. No? Not only detach and observe others, detach and observe yourself also. Very important, no? To see that we are on the right track. And very easily we can fall into laziness, carelessness, procrastination, no? Which is basically putting forward, I can do it later. No? Baba's language is now. No? Whatever you want to do it, now or never, Brother said. It's now or never, there's a song also, isn't it? So you should start singing that song again. It's Elvis Presley's song. No? It's now or never. No? So it's true. It's now or never. You have only one chance to do it. You missed it. That's what drama have taught us. No? The scene have changed already. No? Which can be used for doing other things, but you feel that you want to do what you can do. Do it now. I will do it tomorrow. So, but the scene is changing. No? Every moment is ticking away, no? It's quite fearsome also, sometimes if you look at these things, no? Beginning to say that your days are numbered. Your days are numbered, no? And Baba's language is, death is standing in front of you. Death is in front of you, no? Death can come at any time. That's why he used to say in the Sakarmali very often, no? Basically, he's trying to create awareness that whatever you want to attain, Do it now. No? So then in our normal life, there are first timers also here, we have to prioritize. What is our priority in our life? No? So you have to have a hard look at your own life and then set your priorities right. No? You see? Baba is very clear what have to be done. Whether it's clear for you or not, it's another thing. You see? And so started to eliminate the unwanted things in your life, and try to be more participative in what Baba is trying to teach us. No? So that we get maximum involvement. No? You might be observing, no, the Jayanti Didi running around, Sudesh Didi running around here and there. No? They have already shaped their life in such a way that they also started off like us also. No? But over the years they have given the right priorities toward their life, and they have shifted away from the grosser thing and come almost 100% into what Baba wants us to know. But that's the way to claim maximum marks, no? That's the way to claim maximum marks, you see. The future is very tempting for us, no? Heaven is coming. And you are moving on to that, no? And your aim and objective is Lakshmi and Narayan. I have to say, that Brahma Baba used to get very excited when he sees the translation, that I am going to become that. So it's very clear for him, no? So for us, it's that. I think a couple of days ago, Baba said that your aim and objective is to become Sattva Pradhan, no? So that means if I can catch hold of that, those things, no? The aim and objective is to become Sattva Pradhan, the aim and objective is to become pure, no? So if I'm moving towards that, and I think that the rest will fall in place, no? The rest will fall in place. The foundation of our institution, the foundation of our study is purity. So if you have to have love for purity now. You should have a liking for purity, no? And we should increase our level of purity, because accordingly the soul will acquire back all the divine qualities, no? As the purity level increases, all the qualities will come back. This is a strategy actually. And Amrit Vela, Morning Murli, traffic control, pure food, everything is to help us to achieve that. That 100% purity. Number wise, according to our own effort, no? So accordingly, all the attributes will come back in our life, no? So that's the way forward, no? But the catch here is callousness, laziness, and the old world pulling us, no? Sometimes the bondages. You have to sort out. Everybody have their own life, no? You should have the clarity, you should have the power, you should have the sense of urgency to work on all these things. That's necessary.
You know, this importance of subtle accumulation, and something that we notice at the retreat center. We have a lot of public programs, and the people who come love to be there. We have people who are almost, you could say, retreat junkies. They come again and again. But the thing that's common amongst all those who come first thing when they walk, when they drive through the gate, so many say to us, I feel peaceful as soon as I drive through the gate. They're feeling that vibration. The second thing is after lunch, because they don't know the secret of the vibration of Brahma Bhojan. And so Karma Yoga in the kitchen preparing that food with so much love, with so much purity, and a beautiful vibration goes into the food. And people will say, when we have one particular recipe that we give out to the public, and people come back and say, it never tastes the same when I make it. But that essential ingredient of yoga power is not there. And of course, I'm sure you could speak to that, Satish. Would you like to comment?
Yeah, that's true. The ingredients will be very, very simple all the time. But the love, the making of the brothers, and the offering to Baba, and with the same love when we serve, it changes a lot. The same ice cream you can eat in the world also, but when they eat here, they feel, oh, how tasty it is. Because the love, it is embraced in this. Because who is making, he is making in the God's remembrance. What I want to explain you is that how the brother was telling, we must have the clear aim. We are talking about the accumulation, that's good. We are a businessman, that's also correct. But if we know what we are earning, how much quality, how much benefit we are earning, we never accumulate. We don't care that. We are investing 100 rupees and we are getting 10,000 rupees. Okay, in one shop, one fellow is getting 10,000 when he invests 100 rupees. Okay, one shop fellow came to buy that 10,000 rupees one. And this guy was eating actually. So what he does? He throw his food there and go and sell that one. Why? He knows that if I sell this one, I am getting this much benefit. In the same way, in our Brahmin life also, when you recognize by yourself that what benefit is I am getting with this Jnana, Yoga, Dharma and Seva, then only you start accumulating. Or else you will listen, okay, that's correct, very good, fantastic, nice. But you will not earn, because you don't know how much it is benefactory for me. So first, you need to know the value, what you are getting. If you know that value, then you will earn. And why we need to earn, why we need to accumulate? Because now that time is coming in such a way that everybody is going to come in front of us to take from us. If we are empty from in ourselves, what will give to others? So now this is the time, real time. Baba told in Murlis, now little time is left to do this effort. Now the time will come where you even can't do this effort also to accumulate. So you need to know the benefit, that what's the value of this one to accumulate. So how the teacher sister is telling that in the food also, we many times, hundreds and thousands of times I experience this, that we don't keep anything in that, it's a very simple thing, but even people feel it's very tasty, very powerful and different from as is the past. We will laugh on them. Okay, that's good. It's good now, I ask that. Yeah, then fine. If you change your indifference, yeah, maybe it changed like that. But what changed? The power who has making that food. The power who has serving the food. The vibrations we created in the dining hall. That was more important than the ingredients what we used in the food.
I think this is an important point for Brahmin to pay attention, because besides the Murali, Baba also have Toli, you know, which is basically a food. No? Now, what is important here is that if you do it with the right consciousness, cook the right consciousness, offer to Baba and share with others, that's a great service. Because for the soul, the body is very necessary. You know? For those who are eating those food or toli and so on, I remember somebody was sharing that for the person who did it, sometimes they feel that they are doing just a cooking for the Brahmins and so on. They are not giving lectures outside and so on. Comparatively, it looks like a very simple job, is it? Matajis are doing and so on. No? But the thing is, once Baba said that, it's something like this, no? 10% of the stages of those who eat the food comes to you. For those who cook and so on, no? So the philosophy behind here is that they may be giving lectures, but you are feeding them, no? And they need the food also to be able to give a lecture, no? So the service is all linked up. So you cannot compare with this service is higher, that service is lower. It's not like that. Service is service. Yes, you see? So, we have to understand that. And for me, you know, because we understand the philosophy of karma, no? Whatever cooking I have done, no? Whatever service I have done, especially to Brahmins and so on, because on the basis of that, they go into further service, you see? Can you see that? So, eternally, no? If you were to speak about the law of karma and then the drama, no? Eternally, the person who cooks, his pot will never go empty, you know. The philosophy is very deep. He will always have food. And that's why Baba in the Murali used to say that there's no such thing as Brahmins have no food to eat, no? Can you see that? So it's also linked with the philosophy itself, no? Of karma, no? That whereby the deeds which you are doing, the action you are performing, is actually, it will come back to you anyway. You see? So eternally your pot will never go empty. You'll always have food. It's a great thing to cook actually. It's not a small task to cook for Brahmins. No? These are the future deities. No? And Baba used to say that even the angels, they like Brahma Bhojans. No? Can you see that? So we should take pride in what we are doing. No? And cooking, offering to Baba and eating, it should be a standard thing for Brahmins. No? We should not be lazy in this area. Actually, it's part and parcel of our spiritual growth.
You know, I think with all this talk of food, it must be getting close to lunch. So perhaps to, and it's been, and I'm sure you'll agree, there's been so much wisdom shared by the brothers, and we could add another hour and keep going, but we don't have the luxury of that time today. So it's been really worthwhile, I feel, and certainly a very valuable topic. Would you agree? In closing, just to bring our session to a conclusion, it would be very beautiful to hear from each of you a personal yukti for accumulating. Particularly, you know, Baba has mentioned a lot that the time for accumulation is Amrit Valley. You referred to it before, Peru. So any personal yukti you have that you feel will be valuable to share?
In 1985, those are the days now, we had a few times we can meet Baba personally. So in 1985, when my turn come to meet Baba, Jayanti Teddy was translating at that time. No? The first question which Baba asked is, do you consider yourself the right hand of Father Brahma? No? That's the first question he asked now. No? Of course, we are new at that time, no? Young, we do not know what's the meaning of that also. No? Only later, I did some research, study of Dhabiyat Murli, and so you understand what's the meaning of being a right hand of Father Brahma, no? So, I always take Brahma Baba as a mentor, no? See, sometime when we listen to Murli, we find it's a little theoretical, no? But we want somebody who translate that into actual life, and it's easy to follow, no? And that's why the word copy Father Brahma is there always, no? So the easiest way to move around in our spiritual life, just follow Father Brahma, no? So read up about Father Brahma, that will help us, no? So that will help us. Now in terms of accumulation again, no? Of course, no? See that every day is a day of profit, no? When you check, no? One of the important point in our Maridas is chart, no? So, for those who are concerned about progress, chart is very important, no? So, see that the day is profitable for you, the four subjects, no? Try to claim the maximum mark in all the four subjects. And that's all we have to do actually. Make life easier, no? At the end of the day, there are four subjects, and all the four subjects, I think I've done my best. There will be some learning along the way. Be a fast learner, like Mama. That will take us and pull us through. Shanti.
Om Shanti. As Baba mentioned in many Murlis, that Amrut Vela is a time for accumulating all the treasures. So, my personal experience was when I was very young, so we will have the laziness of sleeping in Amrut Vela too. So, when I was reading one Murli, this is a 70s Murli, 1970 something, 72 or 73. In that Murli, Baba explained very nicely, when you wake up in Amrut Vela, you make a thought. Before sleeping only you make a thought, tomorrow morning I have an appointment. Not meditation, I am having an appointment with God. See, will you wake up yourself or not? Check it out. Because see, if somebody is coming to your home also, or you are having an appointment with the minister, with the prime minister, with the president, how you will be? It is 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning, no matter. What you do? You will just ready up for that program. Because your mind automatically wants. Nobody needs to wake you up. So, when I read that point, I just thought myself, does it work? Because from childhood I am like that I want to, what I am reading, I want to practice on myself and I want to learn it. So I practiced it. And the next day what I have done, I went to room, when go to sleep, I thought, okay, tomorrow I got an appointment with the God. What, you can't imagine what happens.
The thoughts were powerful. No laziness at all. No sleepiness. Nothing. And it was so powerful that you can't imagine. So that the day one, from that day, I made myself that this is the time appointed to God. So it became very easy. And in the morning, what I do? I say to Baba, Baba, throughout the day you worked a lot, now you go and sleep. I will take care of the settled world. I am the businessman, I am your son, I am having that much power to control everything, no worries, you go. And I give leave to him. And I will give what Baba will give to the in the settled world. That's the thing, I accumulate the powers in the morning in the Amrit Vela. What I personally do every day. I every day give, because in the shop what they do in the Laukik. If my father wants to go for the lunch from a shop, what we do? Daddy, now you go and eat, I will look after the shop. That we do now in the Laukiks. In the same way here also I do practice that. Baba, you go now, you take rest. I look after the subtle world, no worries. I will give what you are giving to everybody. I am becoming such a capable. So this is what I do every Amrit Vela to accumulate the power. Om Shanti.
So we've come to the conclusion of our session, and I'm sure there's many points that will have touched your heart, but also very importantly touched your intellect, because as has been mentioned so much in the last hour, this is the time, and this is the only time we have. This is the confluence age. We're coming to the end of the confluence age now, and we know that if not now, then never. So to take that chance and have full faith that if I have that courage and if I have that strength, then Baba will be right behind me and will back me 100%. And I'm sure each one of us in this room has our own story of the truth of that statement. So, Brother Peru, Brother Satish, thank you. What a beautiful time to share. So much appreciation. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.